Hi, and welcome to the Reiki from the Farm podcast, brought to you by me, Pam Allen LeBlanc from Hidden Brook Farm. I am a scientist, a businesswoman, and a licensed Reiki master teacher with the International Center for Reiki Training. Each week in this podcast, you'll be entertained as you learn about a wide variety of relevant Reiki topics, helping you become a more knowledgeable and effective Reiki practitioner. We caution you, though, this podcast may also dramatically improve your life, and we are so happy that you're here. On this week's podcast, I am here with the beautiful Hidden Brook Farm horses to talk to you about the solstice for 2021. In the Northern Hemisphere, this is the summer solstice, and for our friends in the Southern Hemisphere, it's their winter solstice, and wherever you are, it's a big event. Solstices and equinoxes signal significant change for us, which needs to be supported energetically. So we always try to offer you a healing meditation on those dates. Settle in as I tell you a little bit about what I'm feeling in the energy and what's going on right now. And I just want to let you know that the horses have all gathered. It's moving into their fly time today on the actual solstice. And so they've all gathered near and in and around the indoor spaces, and the swallows are swooping and diving, catching insects, keeping life a little more pleasant for the horses. It's an absolutely gorgeous day. I do want to let you know before we begin about some of the classes we have coming up. They're all offered online, and so they're accessible anywhere in the world. You're welcome to join our online Reiki Master Mentor class. If you are a Reiki Master who could use some help moving your business or your practice to the next level, it's a monthly 2-hour session where you receive mentoring on specific topics for your own Reiki journey. It will begin July 20th. It goes from July to January, and you don't have to have attended any of the previous sessions to begin. I'll also be teaching licensed Yusui Holy Fire 3 Reiki Level 1 and 2 and Master Classes, and a Holy Fire 3 Karuna Reiki Master Class in the Atlantic time zone in July. And in August, I'm teaching in an Australian-friendly time zone Animal Reiki Level 1 and 2 and Masters, along with Animal Communication. Australian-friendly means fairly early mornings in Australia and evenings in North America. The classes are a little bit shorter, and there's an additional day added to each class. So if that speaks to you, I'd love to have you join us. And if you don't already subscribe to our newsletter, hop on over to our website and register for it. And consider joining our free monthly online Reiki share so that we can see your face on Zoom and get to know you better. This year, the solstice feels like a very big deal, and it is. There's several reasons for that. First off, it falls on Father's Day. The solstice itself is a very special day. It's a time when, regardless of what our clocks say, we are all at the same time everywhere on the earth when the solstice happens. Time seems to stand still. We're moving from a season of change in spring into a season of steadiness. This year it also falls on Father's Day, which I think is significant because we're moving out of an age of outer authority into an age of inner authority. We can really feel a significant shift happening throughout the world. And one of the things that is happening is that balancing of masculine and feminine. I think it's time to honor the masculine energies that we've been in and to recognize that the patriarchal society actually did bring positives along with negatives, just like the matriarchal society before it did. It's a time to honor the masculine within us, the special men in our lives, whether they be brothers, fathers, friends, sons. And so I think it's significant that this solstice falls on Father's Day. It's also followed by a full strawberry moon on June 24th, which means we are in the waxing phase of the full moon right now. This is also the last supermoon of the year. On top of that, June 24th is a Midsummer's Day. It's also considered a quarter day in Celtic tradition. It means that it's exactly halfway through the growing season, part of the eight-part calendar year that the Celts follow. And on top of all of that, in most parts of the world, things are starting to open up after over a year of COVID-related restrictions. And whatever phase of the opening you find yourself in, you are probably finding yourself in a period of slightly more freedom than we have had previously. Freedom to go, be, do, touch. Freedom that we didn't realize or we didn't appreciate until we lost it. And these are being opened up gradually to all of us. And I appreciate that as we move into the beauty of summer. The energy around COVID indicated that it was a time for us to refocus and be sure we are living according to our priorities. And the solstice is all around that. In the southern hemisphere, as they move into the winter solstice, this celebrates the longest hours of darkness or the rebirth of the sun. And so the sun is going to be rebirthing for you. It's believed to hold a powerful energy for regeneration, growth, renewal, and self-reflection. So if you haven't already considered whether you are living according to your priorities, or even if you have, it may be time to revisit that. Here in the Northern Hemisphere, this is a time for expansion after reflection, a time for moving into external, for being with people, for celebration. It was believed that on the solstice, the moon would give birth to the sun. This is the symbolic birth and or death of the sun, depending on your hemisphere. And so it is also a rebirth or the death of a part of us, a time of great change. As the powers align all week, this can bring an awareness to the balance of yin and yang. The sun represents the light and the masculine energy, just as the moon represents the dark and the feminine energy. Sol means sun. This is the time when the sun stands still, the pause, as it's directly over Cancer, no matter where you are. The full moon is recognized by the Algonquin, Ojibwe, Dakota, and Lakota tribes as a strawberry moon. This was the time for harvesting, for gathering the freshness, the ripeness of the season. This is a time for healing, connection, and celebration. It also allows us to connect with our ancestors who have celebrated solstices and equinoxes since the beginning of time. If you are looking for a crystal to support your journey, amethyst, garnet, and both clear and smoky quartz are effective. We're moving into a time of abundance, and it's time for us to spend a moment to consider the potential ahead that we are stepping into. This is a time to shed the layers, the ways, and the worries of the world that we might be carrying. This is a time for the divine heart, divine mind, and the light of Reiki to lift the burdens of the layers from you, lifting any cords and connectors that have attached to you. And it does that with pure love. As it lifts those layers from you from any time in your soul's history, it takes the injury of them into the light, where they are listened to and heard and nurtured and healed. I invite you to consider for a moment any of the stories or drama that we've told ourselves about ourselves or others that we're ready to let go. Any unhealthy beliefs or limitations we may have placed on ourselves. Any criticism or judgment of ourselves and others. We invite our inner critic to move into the light of love and the energy of kindness. This is a time to release heart walls, pain, congestion, stress, questions of unworthiness, trauma, injury, cultural conditioning, unhealthy relationships, any energy that we're carrying on behalf of others, powerlessness. In the Northern Hemisphere, as we move into summer, this is the season of fire. The season of the heart and of love. The heart being the seat of our emotions. This can be a very emotional time. And so it's also a time to free ourselves from trapped emotions. Stagnant energies, fear, anger, frustration, worry, anxiety, apathy, grief, self-loathing, embarrassment, shame. It's a time to let go of these. The beautiful energy of animal Reiki has brought us a wonderful experience of accelerated rest. And so it's an opportunity to let go of the energies we no longer need and to rest and restore and replenish with the Tree of Life. An opportunity to become rested so that we can take on this next season, this opportunity and the possibilities that are ahead of us, living fully, completely in the present moment. And for those of us who are celebrating the winter solstice, although we are moving into a time of reflection, you are also moving into a time of greater freedoms. And so we invite the same experience to release all that you've been holding and carrying from the past season, to rest and restore so that you may too enjoy this quieter period that the winter brings you. It's time to connect with our intuition, take note of our accomplishments, count our blessings, embrace change, and let go of the past. So wherever you are, I invite you now to close your eyes, take a deep breath, and just begin letting go of the busyness, the stress, the discomfort. Stagnant energies, anxiety, anything that no longer serves you from the past season. Bring your hands into Gassho and invite your Reiki energy to flow, inviting your symbols to join you in whatever way is the most comfortable to you. You may wish to draw them, to chant them, to sing them, to imagine them, to repeat their name 3 times. But we invite the Reiki energy and our symbols to join us today. I invite you to imagine that it's a beautiful, warm, sunny day. and that you're walking through a beautiful forest. You may notice that you're walking barefoot. And as you walk along, the energy of the earth flows up through the bottoms of your feet as the energy from the heart of God flows through your soul star and your crown chakra, through your central channel. And these energies meet together in your heart, causing your heart light to shine out in front of you, behind you, on each side, above you, below you, and within you. Listen to your heart now as you consider the potential that is stretching out in front of you. Consider the opportunities that are yours. Opportunities to be with friends and family after so much time of not being able to do that. Opportunities to step forward into a brand new world, one that, despite the restrictions, showed us freedoms that we hadn't considered. Freedom of being at home, of traveling less. The freedom of connecting effortlessly through technology. It opened new opportunities for us, and we take a moment now to appreciate those. As you walk along, fully embraced and held in the Reiki energy, you may notice that there are animals and wildlife all around you, that they are even accompanying you. They're peaceful, gentle, filled with love, and they want to be with you. As you walk, you breathe in the life essence of the forest, and it renews you and strengthens you. That highly oxygenated air from the forest fills your lungs and flows into your body now. Breathe deeply. The life essence of the forest in this place where you can truly renew, restore, refresh. And we recognize the plant kingdom, the trees that create the oxygen that give our bodies life and breath. The oxygen that nourishes, restores, and replenishes us. Forests are such highly oxygenated landscapes. And as you walk along, you notice that you've come to the edge of the forest, and in front of you is a beautiful bridge that crosses a river. This is the river of life. I invite you to cross the river of life now on the bridge, and as you do, you notice the angels, the ascended masters, the enlightened beings, and the divine animal kingdom on the other side of the bridge, waiting for you to join them. As you cross the bridge, they fall into step with you. You walk down to the river's edge and drink from the river of life, these primordial waters filled with the life essence of every living thing. And once again, it renews you. Once you are sated, having drank your fill, together with the enlightened beings and the divine animals, you continue to walk until you come to a beautiful garden. The Divine Mother welcomes you into the garden. And in the center of the garden is an enormous tree with a huge canopy. This is the tree of life, which is recognized in every culture, every religion, and every spiritual tradition. The divine animals and enlightened beings form a circle around you, nudging you closer to the tree. And as you walk over to the tree, you notice that there's a branch there just for you. It's low-lying and easy to climb up on. And there's a beautiful, comfortable, smooth, flat spot to lie down on. And so you do. You lie down in the crook of the limb of the tree of life. And as you lie there, light shines through the branches of the tree directly upon you. And you realize right away this is no ordinary light. It comes directly from Source. And the light begins to release any energies that no longer serve you, any stagnant energies, anxiety, fear, regrets, frustration, anger, drama loops, relationship cords, any energies you're holding on behalf of others, any burdens that are no longer yours to carry, and if there is any unforgiveness that exists anywhere within you, toward anyone, including toward yourself, we recognize now that the unforgiveness only serves to hold you prisoner. And being no longer willing to let this unforgiveness cause you problems, you begin to let it go. And all of these energies and these layers you are releasing, they are releasing back to the Source, back to God. And so you can let them go, knowing that they will be cared for. Listen to, heard, nurtured, and healed all the way back to their original cause. And if there are any trauma or injuries that exist within you, to your mind, your body, your soul, or your spirit, for whatever reason they are there, we release those too with love. And we'll spend some time here today. Thank you. now that your energy feels clear, I invite you to consider the opportunities and possibilities that are in front of you. Take a moment now to allow Reiki to guide you into those opportunities and possibilities. As we give thanks and move into a space of gratitude for them, and now the light shifts its color and frequency slightly so that the energy of accelerated rest might flow through you. 5 minutes in accelerated rest is like receiving 5 years of rest. It restores your soul and releases the weariness. And some of us are experiencing weariness at this time. At the soul level, some of us, it's a physical weariness. Some, it's mental, and for others, it's emotional. Regardless of where the weariness exists within you, the light of accelerated rest releases it from you now and brings your body into a place of rest and restoration. And this is a reset button, a moment for you to move back into that beautiful place of stasis, a place of balance between the masculine and feminine within you, just as the world is held in balance, the present moment and time. And as the light of accelerated rest flows through you, I invite you to open your heart to receive it, to receive the peace and rest, releasing the weariness, bringing balance to your aura, your chakras, every part of your being from any time in your soul's history, from this lifetime and other lifetimes, releasing any of your worries and cares and anger, frustration. We'll spend some time here today. And now the energy that flows through you is an energy of profound healing. I invite you to consider an area of your life that could use profound healing right now. And we invite the energy of profound healing to assist you in this area. Once again, it might be something in your physical body, distressing thoughts in your mind, uncomfortable feelings or emotions, or a deep spiritual wound, or anything else. As we spend some time here, I invite you to direct the energy of profound healing to an area of your life of your choosing. And we will stay here for 12 breaths. 12 deep breaths in any energy can infuse it throughout your entire body, your being, surrounding every cell. And so for 12 breaths, we invite the energy of profound healing to move into one area of your life. The energy wants you to know that today and every day, it's filled with gratitude for you and for what you do in the world, for how deeply you love, for your sensitivity, and that allows for a deeper level of communication with you on the part of the energy and the enlightened beings. The energy is grateful to you for the way that you share yourself with others, the way that you connect with your own joy, your peace, your love, your happiness, for the way that you love yourself and the way that you teach others through your actions to do the same. And the energy from Source wants you to know that it appreciates how kind you are to others every day, even when you don't feel kind. And appreciates your quest for additional connection with Source, with Reiki, with energy, with others. The energy is healing and revealing to you that you are truly a wonder, one of the beautiful creatures of creation, and you are so very loved. Ahomatakweawasan, namaste and amen. Thank you for joining the horses and I today on this beautiful solstice as we reach out to begin living our lives from a place of more freedom and equanimity. I invite you to remember your priorities. Remember Reiki. Remember your beautiful heart and your ability to stay connected with love. And as we finish this meditation, my horses are beginning to lie down and move into their mid-morning slumber. And if you feel like staying in this energy, I invite you to do the same. Thank you for joining us. Namaste.